Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Bowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
We're recapping Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting, and I suppose kind of a weight off your shoulders with the camping ordinance finally getting passed. Tell us the details about the new camping ordinance.
Yeah, thanks, John. And you're right. It did take multiple meetings and several discussions. In fact, we even held a special meeting jointly with the City Council and the Planning and Zoning Commission to allow them to discuss final changes and edits to that. And yeah, so it was good to see that pass and to help us as a staff be more consistent with what we do with camping in the community. So really the ordinance tries to help differentiate between what would be temporary camping versus permanent campgrounds. And so here in the community, of course, we have the racetrack and a tradition, I'll call it, of allowing camping to happen really anywhere and everywhere during what our city code calls major events. And this would constitute the 360, 410, and late model nationals events. So with those 3 weeks, as a staff, we're pretty hands-off in terms of camping enforcement versus any other weeks of the year. So last night's ordinance helps to clarify that. And so what it basically says is, if you want to form a permanent campground that would allow for camping anytime, then you have certain criteria you have to meet. You have to be at least 4.5 acres. You have to be zoned either agricultural or light industrial. And then beyond that, we already had in code stipulations such as you would need to provide utilities, you would need to have paving, things of that nature, hookups. And so those were already in the code, but this helps to stipulate where those campgrounds can be established. And so if you are one of those, you can have camping anytime. If you don't meet that criteria, for example, if you're just a homeowner, but you have friends or family who come in for those bigger events and they've camped in your yard, you might even have a relationship going back several years with these folks, that is 100% still allowed during those special events. Again, it's the 360s, 410s, and late model nationals. And so for most folks, they're not going to see a real big change. So if you have that relationship where you've had people coming to visit, maybe coming from another state and bringing in a camper and using your yard, we want that to continue. We know those are big events. We know they're an important part of our community. We want to be supportive of those and allow for camping as much as possible during those events. What we're really trying to do is help preserve quality of life and the integrity of the town by not allowing camping in non-campground areas outside of those 3 weeks. And that's what the code really helps us to do, is to have a little more enforcement against those who are camping in non-campground designated areas year-round.
All right, and it seems as if it took quite some time to get this passed. Now it was a couple months in the making. Is there any information you can share about, you know, why it took so long?
Yeah, you know, I really appreciate the council and the approach that they took. I think they wanted to be careful. I think they wanted to be thorough. And so as an organization, both our staff and our elected officials, our preference, strong preference, is to make sure we do things right, if not fast, at least right. And so I think we took a little extra time. Ultimately, we did make some amendments from the original language. And I think that's all part of a process, and a good process. I would much rather see something like this take an extra meeting or even two or three than to be rushed out and then ultimately need to be amended again. And so we really didn't want to have to go back and make changes right after passing this ordinance. And so there was a little bit of a delay, but again, I actually think it helps make for a better process and ultimately something that we hope balances, again, the rights of property owners and year-round residents and also our visitors, giving them options when they need it most during those larger events.
Absolutely. Well, I guess moving on, a couple more items on the agenda, a couple of change orders for the Comptine Trail project. What information are you able to share about those?
Yeah, we did have two more change orders for that trails project, a project we're very excited to see completed, and we hope here in the next couple of weeks, if weather will cooperate, we'll see some real movement out there. These are issues that sometimes come up in projects like this. Change orders, these two change orders were both specifically tied to items we found only after excavation began. Hard for an engineer or a contractor to budget for things that are quite literally buried. So One of them was an added expense for the removal of concrete that had been buried. And then the other was actually for us to put concrete into the ground for a set of pipes that was found and needed to be reinforced. And so there had to be a concrete pour to help protect and reinforce that piping. So it's unfortunate. These things do happen. Again, I don't know that anyone is to blame when you have infrastructure underground. You just don't necessarily know it's there until you start digging for your project. So council is able to approve those. The project continues. And again, we're very hopeful that here in the next couple of weeks, we'll see some pavement start to go down on that trail and have just one more amenity for the community here.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of today's interview or would like to listen to past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcasts.